And this time on Culture File, have you got a new idea? Well, an old one then, that'll do, just as long as you nail the big presentation, as our regular brand wrangler Owen Nolan notices in his very latest, very slightly unreasonable point of view.
Not the shock of the new, more the shock of the attachment in the 42nd email. The Hudsucker Proxy is a Coen Brothers comedy from 1994 and set in 1950s New York. In it, Tim Robbins plays the hero, or anti-hero, Norval Barnes. Norval is a naive business school graduate working in the mailroom of Hudsucker Industries, a vast manufacturing company, when he is suddenly installed as president in a The Producer-style stock scam. Norval is a patsy who is being set up to fail, but he's a patsy with an idea. At every opportunity, Norval shows his big idea to people on a scrap of paper. It's a simple drawing of a circle, and Norval explains enthusiastically, if enigmatically, with the single phrase, you know, for kids. As it transpires, Norval has invented the hula hoop. It gets made because the evil manipulator who is setting up Norval for failure, Paul Newman in a rare role as baddie, assumes it's an idiot's idiotic idea. But after a dismal start, the hula hoop becomes a sensation. In real life, the hula hoop was invented. There are quotation marks around the word invented there in case you couldn't hear them. In 1958 and produced by Wham-O in California. The hula hoop became a craze, a resounding success, which is more than can be said for the Hudsucker Proxy at the box office, which has had to rely instead on its cult status. The reason for the quotes around the word invented was that the hula hoop had been around in one form or another for thousands of years, made from reed, papyrus, wood, or metal. There was even a previous hula hoop craze in 14th century England, though it wasn't going to be called the hula hoop for another 500 years. Yet the fact that an idea might have surfaced previously is not inherently a problem for an idea. As Mies van der Rohe said, it's better to be good than to be original. The history of inventions, like the Walkman, the car, or the mobile phone, teems with examples of one person's idea being perfected or made viable by another, while science is often a process of fusion and parallel evolution. Messrs. Nur and Mellon, founders of Wham-O, wouldn't have had to draw the hula hoop and say, you know, for kids, as it was a straight build on an Australian exercise hoop made of bamboo, with the name hula hoop coming partly from a Native American hoop dance. Even though the hula hoop was an enormous success, Wham-O's next hit was to prove even more successful, the Frisbee. Frisbees had commercial advantages over the hula hoop. Unlike the hoop, the Frisbee was thrown and so could get lost. Plus, dogs liked Frisbees more than they liked hula hoops, and a chewed Frisbee needs replacing. So here we are in the information age, and it might be presumed that the presentation and communication of ideas has progressed beyond 20th century scraps of paper. But no. At least, not so much in advertising. Ideas were once presented, if not with fanfare, then in a way that commanded appropriate attention. Artwork was mounted on board and lovingly covered with a protective layer of tracing paper, with a hinge fashioned from masking tape. In holding the board and lifting the veil, a sensual appreciation of the work was triggered. The gaze was directed. If a campaign were presented, the rituals of theatre, tease and reveal, created anticipation and excitement. The shock of the new happened regularly, and it was a welcome and exhilarating sensation, excitement and fear co-mingling. Now, when everybody's too busy to do their job properly, most email goes unread, or worse, unanswered, and ideas are sent in files to be downloaded and shared. They're viewed in haphazard conditions on poor monitors in noisy open plan offices by people who are only allowed to say no. Even when they are approved, they're rarely improved. Too much is as facile as mud, and no one has to explain, you know, for kids.
Owen Nolan of Brand Artillery there with a slightly unreasonable point of view.